Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. So today's guest is wellness expert, spiritual teacher, and best-selling author of The Universe is Talking to You, Tammy Mastroberti. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly.
Yes, yes.
So Tammy's mission is to help people thrive and create a life that they love. Her upcoming book, The Higher Help Method, Stop Trying to Manifest and Let the Universe Guide You, is a powerful guide for creating the most fulfilling life that we all strive for. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm so glad that we are talking about manifestation. I would like to know, what was the beginning of your manifestation journey? How did you, focus on specifically manifestation? What brought you here?
So I think I've always been interested in manifestation since the beginning of my spiritual journey. And I started learning, really what started me was Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention. So we're going like way back. Yeah. and that really, started me realizing that our mind and our emotions and our thoughts are connected to what we create in our life. And I think from there, I just started exploring more and more things. And I think I've done a lot of the things that people tell you that you're supposed to do when you're trying to manifest, whether it be a gratitude journal, a vision board, affirmations, meditation, visualization. Like there's so many different things, right? Working on your mindset. And I was doing a lot of those things for a long time and things were not changing for me. And I think a lot of people kind of find that, right? There's some people that I think just, click with it and things work out. And then there's some people that are just like, they still struggle, right? No matter what. And they can't understand why I'm doing the things, right? So if I'm doing the things, what am I missing? And it was years ago, I think, where I was stuck in almost every area of my life. I was very unhappy in my job. I wasn't in a relationship and wanted to be in one. My finances weren't where they were supposed to be. My health was tanking. Like it was just like this perfect storm of so many different things. And I had already left. I found a way to leave my job that I was in and focus on, being an entrepreneur full time. But again, things weren't moving the way that I had hoped they'd be moving. And so I remember it was at the end of a meditation during the morning that I just sat down and I was like, I'm going to say a prayer and I'm just going to call in my higher helpers and I'm going to ask for guidance and I'm going to ask for direction and I'm going to ask for help as to what way I need to go. Specifically, I was asking for my business at the time. And I created a prayer for myself, which is now I call it my morning prayer and it's actually in The Universe is Talking to You. And so I created a prayer for myself and I just started saying it every day after my meditation, asking, the universe to guide me, asking the universe to send me the signs and synchronicities to guide me where I needed to go next, what was in my best interest, what would help me get to where I wanted to go. And I asked, please help me recognize those signs when they arrive, because that's a big piece too, right? Mm-hmm. And within a couple of weeks, the breadcrumbs started dropping and I started seeing and noticing things that I hadn't noticed before. And one thing led me to the next thing that wound up actually, I wound up creating something called the Living an Elevated Existence Summit that I do every year, which is an online summit. And I wound up, different things, different synchronicities happened to lead me to create this summit, which were undeniable. And I suddenly made more money with that one summit than I had made since I had started my business 5 years prior. And it was like all of a sudden the needle moved. And I thought, wait a minute, you know, there was something here that worked. What did I do differently? Because I was still doing the things, right? I was still doing the things. But what I did was I asked for the higher help. I asked for the guidance. I took some of the pressure off of myself, because I think sometimes we stress ourselves out doing the things, right?
Yes.
And so I took some of the pressure off of myself. I asked for the guidance. I asked for the help, and I surrendered. I was at a point where I was just like, this is what I want to create. You know, help me make more money. Help me figure out what to do with this business. I don't want to go back to a full-time job, right? And I just let it go. And I didn't think about how it was going to happen. And I didn't worry about anything, really, because I was just at a point where I was just like, I have nothing else to do but surrender and ask for help. And I realized, wait a second, you know, the universe is always guiding us and directing us. But when we specifically ask for help to create either something, I always say something we desire or something even better, because who's not open to something better? And there's that kind of surrender and letting go piece. Things happen faster, smoother, easier than if I was trying to just figure it all out on my own. And that's really where it changed for me in terms of manifesting, because there's nothing wrong with doing the things that everybody does, because they're amazing and they shift your energy and they help you focus and they, you know, they send the thoughts into the universe of what you desire. But if there's a lot of stress involved in it, and there's a lot of trying, you know, we go into that mindset of trying to figure it out, you're actually blocking a lot of the flow. And so that's really where my manifestation sort of started taking a turn years ago. And it's just built up from there into what I created called the Higher Help Method. And when I say stop trying to manifest, I'm not saying not to manifest. I'm saying stop trying so hard and stop trying to do it alone.
So when you say, okay, stop trying to do it alone, can you elaborate on that just a little bit more?
Yes. So when I say doing it alone, creation to me is a co-creation, right? We are creating with the energy of the universe. We're not just creating on our own. We're utilizing the energy. We're utilizing the universe. And so stop trying to do it alone is call in that higher help team, call in the universe, ask it to partner with you, ask it to help you create what you want or something better, and to send you the signs to guide you in the direction that will get you there. And then you let go. You still do that. You still manage your energy. You still, you know, need to pay attention to your vibration. You need to be open to the signs. You need to do, it's a partnership. So there's still doing on your part. But when you enact and utilize the energy of the universe through a variety of spiritual tools that I teach, you're not doing it by yourself anymore. You now have an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful team behind you, assisting you with it. So now you can relax a little bit and know like they're on it. So even if I'm not seeing everything changing in my daily life, they're on it. And then you'll start seeing signs and you'll start noticing like, oh, you know, that's interesting. That might lead me somewhere. Let me take action on that and see where that goes. And then, oh my gosh. And that's what happened when I said that initial prayer, is I wound up getting an email about someone else's summit. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And it was about prosperity. And who doesn't want to know about prosperity, right? So I opened the email. Then I wound up going to the summit and thinking, I wonder if I could replicate this in my own business and do a summit myself. And so that really was what the universe was trying to get me to, is like, hey, you can do this too. Then it led me to another, to this woman who did her own summit that I remembered from years ago. And I reached out to out of the blue and said, listen, I'm thinking about doing a summit. I'm thinking about working with this particular person that you worked with. She immediately emailed me back, got on the phone with me, and I'm still friends with her today and would not have been able to build this summit without her. And so the universe just started lining up all of these ideas, all of the right people at the right time, in the right place. Everything just lined up perfectly. And I'm still doing this summit today because people love it. It's an annual summit. I only do it once a year. It's 3 months. It runs January to the end of March. And I know that I was directed to signing up for that summit. And yeah, maybe I learned some great prosperity stuff, but I know that the whole point of me watching that summit was so that I could learn to create my own summit and realize that I could do it. And then the universe sent that my friend in to assist me in doing it. And everything just lined up perfectly once I asked for the help and I asked for the direction. It's not that our higher helpers do the manifesting, it's that they assist us in going in the right direction, in guiding you in the easiest path to get you to where you need to go, rather than you just trying to figure it out on your own, not even paying attention to signs around you, and then getting frustrated because nothing seems to be changing and nothing seems to be moving. If you have access to this incredible power available to you to assist you, why would you not take advantage of that and just see if it helps? Because I have noticed anytime I ask for anything, I don't care if I need a parking spot at the grocery store in a rainstorm, anytime I ask my higher helpers for anything, it gets delivered. It doesn't always get delivered in the time frame that I would like or in the exact way that I think it should get delivered, but it always gets delivered and it always exceeds the expectations that I have.
So let's talk a little bit about these breadcrumbs, because if we are, you know, just trying to get out of our own way and trust the universe to give us signs to take us from one step to the, you know, to the next, what do these breadcrumbs look like? How do we go about even beginning, you know, beginning to recognize, you know, the signs that are being directed towards us? Because I think people don't know what to look for during the process.
Yes. And so my first book, The Universe is Talking to You, is all about how to open up to not just signs from the universe, but even our loved ones who have passed on, because we're getting signs, you know, from everybody really on the other side. But what I find with signs and synchronicities is that the universe will pop an idea into your head that maybe you hadn't thought of before that's related to something that you're asking about, right? So recently for me, and sometimes you don't recognize it when it first happens, right? So for recently, a couple of years ago, I was rebranding my business and I was trying to, I had been trying to do it for years. And I was like, I really think I need someone who specializes in branding to help me with this. And so I created my own prayer with my lists of higher helpers, because I really like calling in what I call specialized higher helpers, because everybody, different angels specialize in different things. And so I made a list and I started saying the prayer. And again, quickly, I noticed things start moving. Now, I didn't notice in the beginning.
Okay.
What happened was I opened an email from someone that I hadn't opened an email from in years, right? We all, I think, have those people where we like them, we get their emails, but we don't always open every email, right? Hopefully people don't do that to me, but or you, but whatever. So I had this email from this woman and I opened it up and it was about copywriting. And I opened it because in my head, I was thinking, oh, I'm probably going to need maybe to find a good copywriter at some point for stuff that I'm doing. And so I opened the email and she was talking about a program and I didn't buy her program, but I thought, oh, you know, she might have useful information. So I followed her on Instagram. A couple of days later, I'm on scrolling through Instagram and I see she posted a story. So I click on her story. And in the story, she's talking about a woman that she's hired who's helping her rebrand her business.
Oh.
And I go, oh my God. Now, the universe, I didn't realize when I opened her email that anything was going on. And I didn't even realize when I followed her on Instagram that anything was going on, right? But then I realized the universe gave me the thought to open up that email and gave me the thought of, hey, maybe I should follow her on Instagram. And then somehow got me to my phone to look at her story within the 24 hours before it expired to see that she tagged this woman. And I thought, oh my gosh. And even then I wasn't convinced, right? Because I think that's the biggest thing about signs too, is we talk ourselves out of them. We think maybe that's not it. And I always tell people, like, just ask for another one. Like if you get something and you think the universe is telling you to go a certain way, don't reject them. Cause when you reject them, you're closing it off. Right. So I always just say, like, I need more. Can you, you know, send me another sign or give me something else that shows me that this is the right thing to do? So I contacted the woman to do a 30-minute call. And again, I still contacted someone else because I thought, I don't know if she's the right person. I'm just going to try someone else. So I contacted both of them. She immediately got back to me. Now, she didn't specialize in the spiritual field or anything, right? So I just thought maybe she won't get my business. But I reached out. She got back to me right away. Turns out she had done copywriting herself for a spiritual publisher, which I had no idea when I contacted her, right? And then the other person that I reached out to didn't even get back to me, had an assistant email me back with a link to book a $400 session. And I was like, well, no to you, but I'll definitely talk to this other woman, right? And that's the other thing too, I think, is that sometimes we're afraid to take action, but I always tell people, like, you really can't take a wrong action because the universe will put up a roadblock, right? So when I contacted those two people, the obvious choice was to go with the woman who had the spiritual background and who was giving me a free 30-minute session to see if we clicked before I paid $400 to someone I didn't know, right? So I always find that the universe will reroute you or put up a roadblock to force you to go another way. So that's sort of an example of both of those things. So sometimes we don't know, but it's often subtle. It's an idea that comes to us. It's a conversation that we overhear online in the grocery store where all of a sudden someone's talking about this specific thing that we need to know about. Or it's the other way that the universe tries to get our attention is through repetition. So if you hear the name of a book over and over again from different sources and you're like, why do I keep hearing about this book? Or I always tell the story, like, if you are really like, I really need to do yoga. I really need to just relax and I don't want to meditate, but I think yoga would be good. So I really should do yoga, but you don't do anything about it. And then you go to the grocery store and you go back out to your car and there's a flyer for a new yoga studio by you. And you're like, oh, that's so weird. I was just thinking that I should, you know, try yoga, but you still don't do anything about it, right? And then a week later, your friend calls and goes, did you know there's a new yoga studio? I think I'm going to go for a class. And then you're like, all right, I get it. I'll go do the yoga, right? So the universe will keep throwing things in your face. Like, the universe doesn't talk to us in Morse code or, like, you know, cryptic technology. Like, it's trying to wake us up to things or to even reassure us that we're headed in the right direction. So it's these subtle things that come into your mind, or when you find yourself saying, like, oh, what a coincidence, I was just looking for that, or oh my gosh, this is the exact answer that I needed, this is so weird. Like, so many people will call me, even from signs from loved ones, even friends of mine, and they'll go, the weirdest thing happened, do you think that was a sign? And like, I always tell people, like, just take it as a sign, because there are no coincidences. There really aren't. Everything is leading you somewhere. So it's subtle and we don't notice it in the beginning, but when we start opening ourselves up to it, and when we ask the universe, every prayer that I say is always asking my higher helpers, not just to send the signs, but to help me recognize those signs. You will start seeing and connecting those dots. And sometimes you have to look back, right? Like, sometimes you have to look back. But even if you look back in your life, every tragedy, every happy moment connects you and brought you somewhere. And when you start seeing it in your life, I could tell you 75,000 stories, but when you start seeing it in your life, the light bulb goes off and you go, oh my gosh, we're so guided. I can trust this a little bit more.
Definitely. And when you, I wanted to circle back to something that you said a little bit ago, something about your manifestations, maybe not coming during the time you expect, and coming in a way that you don't expect. So let's talk about this divine timing of your manifestation, because I think people get really caught up, and I'm guilty of this as well. If something doesn't manifest in the time that I feel like it needs to manifest during that time, then it's like, okay, so it's not going to work out. So how do you work with people when they're dealing with that?
Yes, because it happens to everybody. It happens to me too. Cause I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's been six months or it's been whatever. Right. hello, is anybody listening to me? So I get it, but here's what people have to understand. And again, if you shift your mindset around it, you see it better. So first of all, when you decide you want to create something and you use the higher help method and you ask the universe to partner with you, and there's rituals and there's crystals and there's something called focused gratitude. There's so many different tools that I teach people that don't take a lot of time to do in order to create that partnership and harness the energy. When you do that, the universe now has to look down, right, and see all the puzzle pieces on the board and say, okay, he or she wants to go here. Who do I have to involve in their life to get them there? Where do they have to be? What situation do I have to create? And the universe has to move these puzzle pieces around the board. So you are in the right place at the right time with the right person to get that answer. So that's the first thing. And sometimes those puzzle pieces can be moved very quickly, and sometimes they cannot. The second thing is oftentimes it will involve other people. So if you are trying to get your dream job, and the universe is like, oh man, I know this is where she needs to go. This is where we're going to help her. But the person who's in that job isn't going to leave for 9 months. What are you got to wait, right? With me and my husband, I did a ritual that's actually in the higher help method to manifest a soulmate. And I did this whole thing, and I did it, I want to say, in like a January or February of the year that I met him. And I put it out there and I let it go, and I still did all my things that I need, took my actions on my part, because taking action is how the universe can continue to guide you, right? That's the fourth step in the higher help method. And I did all of that, but I didn't actually meet him until October of that year, right? So that's a long time when you're trying to find a soulmate, right? And so, but here's the thing, when I did that ritual, he was still married. I wouldn't have wanted to find, I wouldn't, I don't want to find him when he's still involved with someone else, right? So it took though that time for him to leave the relationship, work on himself, so that by the time I found him, he always says, like, we found each other at the perfect time, because he was dating in the summer, and then it wasn't working out. And he's like, I finally got to a point where I was just like, you know what, if I'm alone for the rest of my life, I have my son, he had his son at the time, he's like, I'm all right. And he was in this perfect space, and I was in the perfect space for us to then meet at that time. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We're just stressed and frustrated that things aren't happening fast enough. But when you take into account that, there are these other puzzle pieces and there's other people involved in things, sometimes it is about divine timing. Sometimes you're not supposed to meet that person. My husband always says, if we met earlier in life, it would have never worked. You know what I mean? We were two different people. He was a different person. He's like, we would have never worked. And he's like, we met at the perfect time, because we were both in a place to grow together. And that's what I think people have to remind themselves of when it comes to that divine timing, is that the universe really, it's not like it's withholding things from you, or that you're screwing things up all the time. Sometimes it really is about things need to line up in order for you to get not just what you want, but maybe something even more incredible that will make you even happier. So why not wait the extra couple months, or wait the year, or whatever it might be? It's frustrating, believe me, I know. But again, if you look back in your life, like I did with my husband, there is meaning behind why things happen when they do. And you just have to start trusting that a little bit more. And don't spiral thinking, oh my gosh, it's not working, I'm going to stop doing the stuff, or I'm going to, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm just not a manifester. Because that's not true. Oftentimes, it really is the timing piece of it.
Yes, and I think that's where most of us really, struggle with manifestation in general. It's the impatience, of course, but it's believing whether or not the universe is actually working in your favor. And I was hoping you could talk about that a little bit because I think, in life we have a lot of hardships as well. And when we're trying to bring something into fruition that is very meaningful to us and it is taking a long time, or it feels like we're getting rejection after rejection after rejection, whatever it is. Like, how do we still hold on to that belief that the universe is really still working in our favor?
Yes. Okay, so there's two things. Number one, I have an exercise that I call follow the footsteps, so that you can find proof in your own past that the universe has your back and is on your side. And basically what I tell people to do is just sort of pick an event in your life, even if it was a horrible event, maybe you lost a job, maybe you lost a loved one. Or even pick a happy event, like you meeting your best friend, or me meeting my husband, right? You meeting your significant other. And then look back and say, well, what happened before this? What had to happen in order for me to meet this person? what would not have happened if I didn't meet this person or if this tragedy didn't happen, right? So you can look back on a job that you were fired from, but then, oh my gosh, you got a job that was double the pay and you met the love of your life there, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. So this tragedy happened, but it brought me somewhere. I can look back on the death of my mother. My mother died suddenly of a brain aneurysm when I was 22 years old. Completely rocked me. However, it sent me on the path that I'm on right now, right? So it literally skyrocketed me. I went to a medium. I'd never gone to a medium before. The one that we went to, I thought was the only person in the world that knew how to do it because this was over 20 years ago. Right? So I always say there was no mediums on TV. It wasn't normal conversation. But it opened a door for me and it sent me on the path that I'm on now. It sent me to discovering more and understanding more. I always say my mother taught me the truth about life after her death because I really believe she did. I grew up Catholic. We grew up in a certain, faith. But after she died, everything opened up for me. So would I still be, would I be here talking to you right now? Would I have written two books? Would I be teaching people about the higher help method or about how to open up to signs and synchronicity if my mother hadn't died and bombarded me with signs from the other side and people wanted to know why I was getting them and they weren't, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you can look back in your own life and start tracing some of these things, especially the horrible things that you thought were so horrible at the time, like even a breakup with a past boyfriend or girlfriend or partner. I always say to people, look back at some of those people that you thought the end of the world was happening because you weren't with that person anymore. I look back on all of them and think like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
That I am right. So it's like, oftentimes when we're in it, we don't get it. But if you can follow the footsteps backward and start tracing how some of these things actually led you to something better. Now, when something happens, that you deem negative in your life, or when something is not happening fast enough for you, you can realize like, okay, I may not understand this right now, but I know I'm going to eventually. So now when something happens in my life that maybe doesn't work out the way that I wanted it to work out, or things aren't happening fast enough, I always say to myself, I don't know why this is happening. I don't understand it, but I know based on the past that I'm going somewhere better and I'm going to trust it because I've seen it over and over again in my own past. So that's the first answer. The second quick answer to the question is often I tell people, ask for a sign of reassurance that you're still on the right path, that the universe is still listening to you, right? So I have an exercise called assign a sign where I tell people they can assign a sign to a loved one, a specific archangel. Like if you're working on healing your body, maybe you're working with Archangel Raphael, whatever it might be, you can assign a sign and basically tell the loved one or the archangel, listen, please, I need to know that you're around me. I need to know that I'm still headed in the right direction. I need to know that I'm still going to create what I want or something better. And I'm impatient about it and I need some reassurance. And you give them a sign to use, whatever sign you want to give them to use. It could be a blue butterfly, a red rose, a red balloon in the sky, a squirrel, a sunflower, a certain number sequence, whatever you want to give them. And you just say, please just use this sign within the next couple of days so that I know that you're around me. And please help me recognize when that sign arrives. I promise to accept it. And you just wait, right? And I always tell people, if you don't get the sign within 2 to 3 days, I promise you they sent it and you missed it, ask again. I've never had anybody ask again and come back to me and say, I still didn't get it. Everybody eventually gets it. And so I feel like that is another way for you to go, oh my gosh, okay, they're around me. They're around me. I know they're still working on it. My higher helpers are still on it. I'm still headed in the, I'm just going to keep going because eventually I'm going to get there. And it kind of gives you that boost of confidence to keep going.
Definitely. So what role does, I would say, gratitude or your emotional state play into manifestation?
So a lot. Oh, it plays a lot because not only does it affect sort of what we allow to flow into our life and what we allow to, when you're at a higher vibrational level and your emotions are at a higher level, more good is around you. You ever notice when you're in a bad mood, like let's say you start your day off bad and then it just seems like everything goes wrong that day. And you're like, I should have never gotten out of bed today because everything I touch is a mess. It's literally, but here's the thing. If you can shift yourself out of that, you can change the course of the rest of your day, right? So that's how much our emotions really play, even in the immediate effect around us. But the other thing is when we're talking about gratitude, when it comes to gratitude, I like to practice something called focused gratitude in manifestation specifically. Gratitude in general is amazing. Have all the gratitude you want to have. If you do a gratitude journal at night about your whole life, I think that's amazing. Keep doing it. Focused gratitude when it comes to manifesting, I have found when you are stuck in some area of your life and you're trying to create change, let's say you're trying to create more money and you're stuck in that, for the most part, you're probably focused on the fact that you don't have the money yet, right? Yes, you're probably focused on the fact of what is keeping you stuck. And that is literally human nature, right? It's just the way that our minds are wired. So what I have found is you need to shift in that area more than anything else. So why not focus your gratitude in the area that you are stuck and add it to a regular gratitude practice? But throughout the day, can you just think of three things in the area that you're stuck? And people will say to me, well, Tammy, I don't have the money I need. So what am I supposed to be grateful for when I'm looking at my checking account, right?
Yes.
So I say to people, listen to me, you can literally sit in your bedroom and look around the room. Open your closet to see how abundant you are. How many pairs of, as women, how many pairs of leggings do you have in your closet? How many pairs of shoes do you have in your closet? Open your refrigerator. How many condiments do you have in your refrigerator? How many types of mustard do you have in your refrigerator? That's abundance, right? Because it took money to buy that. So even something that was gifted to you that someone else purchased for you as a gift, a birthday gift, that's a sign of abundance because you didn't have to put the money out. So you can always find things to be grateful for in the areas, even if it's your physical health, there's got to be something. Maybe you have great hair and you could be grateful for the great hair that you have. Maybe you, you know, you are able to walk when other people can't walk and you could be grateful for that. Maybe your eyesight is 20/20 and you're like, I'm so grateful I don't have to wear glasses. Like there's always things we can find, but when we focus it on the areas that we're stuck, I find it shifts the energy around that area, which will then help you, because in a way that's sort of asking the universe for more of what you're grateful for, right? So in a way, not only are you shifting, it kind of does a dual purpose where it asks the universe for more of it, but it also shifts your energy. And the thing about our emotions when it comes to manifestation is if you are in a lower vibration, you're not even going to notice those signs, those breadcrumbs that the universe is dropping, because you're so in a state of just unhappiness and you're not in the present moment because you're probably focused on the past or upset, worried about the future, right? And so when your vibration is lower and your emotions are lower, you're going to miss those subtle signs that the universe is, you're not even going to overhear the conversation at the line in the Starbucks where someone is going to give you an answer that you need, because you're going to be in your own misery, right? And you're not going to see it. So all of that happens when we are in a lower state. So if we can do some of those things to shift our energy throughout the day, and there's simple things that we can do to shift our energy, we are now back in the present moment. We are more able to notice the signs, and you just feel better as you're going throughout the day. So focused gratitude is one of those ways that you can shift your energy.
That's amazing for people, especially, you know, when we're hyper-focused on the lack, which most, you know, many of us, that's what we do, even when we're manifesting. It's like, what don't I have? You know, what do I need?
Yes.
As opposed to really looking at what's already here, you know, in front of your eyes. So
yes, because if you're saying, like, if you're looking and saying like, my God, it's not here yet, you're focused on the fact that it's not there yet.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and we do it all the time. I do it too. It just happens. So if we can use some of these spiritual tools to kind of manage that, it makes the process flow easier.
So for your higher help method, who are the higher helpers who can help us? I mean, who are we calling in for assistance here?
So So for hire helpers, there are so many that do so many different things. In the hire help method, the whole second half of the book is broken down by like life area. So money and abundance, physical healing, emotional healing, career and purpose, parenting, spiritual growth, or opening our intuition. All of that kind of falls under the spiritual category. So there are hire helpers that can literally help us with everything in our life. Who are they? They are a variety of people. So archangels, gods and goddesses, ascended masters. I also include in my higher helpers physical beings that have passed on. So I would call on Dr. Wayne Dyer if I wanted help with manifesting. If I wanted help with my mindset, I would call in Dr. Wayne Dyer to help me with that. If I wanted help shifting my mindset, I would also call in Archangel Jophiel, who's the Archangel of Beauty, and can literally in a moment help you shift your mindset from negative to positive. So when you find yourself in one of those spirals, just stop and call in Archangel Jophiel. And I always think outside the box. So in addition to like the archangels and the ascended masters and goddesses and gods, and I am from the Catholic tradition, so I also will call in Catholic saints, and I have many of them in the book as well, because I have found you don't have to be of a certain background or religion. Like I can call on a Hindu goddess the same way I call on a Catholic saint. There's no religion on the other side, right? Everything is connected. Everyone is the same vibration, right? So religion is sort of a physical world thing. So I find it transcends it. I always tell people, you call on who resonates with you. That's why I give you lists of everybody. You pick who you resonate with, but I also call on Catholic saints. I grew up with that, which I think is part of where the higher help method came in, because when we lost something when I was growing up, we called on Saint Anthony because he was the he would find lost things. If we were selling a house, you would call on Saint Joseph. It For whatever reason, my mother, when she wanted nice weather for an outdoor barbecue, she put the Blessed Mother statue in the window. I still don't know why, but I know that it worked, right? So there are literally hire helpers that specialize in money, in helping you get out of debt, in helping you shift your worry around money. Like the Hindu goddess Lakshmi is amazing at not just, she's the goddess of prosperity and abundance, but she also can help you shift your worry around debt, right? There's also a saint in the Catholic faith called Saint Expedite, who is known to bring speedy intercession around money. Like if you want some fast cash or you're trying to get money to pay off something, he would be someone that you can call on. So there's different helpers in all traditions that really specialize in certain areas. And just like in our world, right, you wouldn't call your car mechanic to fix the HVAC in your house. You would call an HVAC specialist. I like to call in these specialized hire helpers because I feel like that's their area of expertise. And so I always call in my collective group of angels and guides because we all have different angels and guides that work with us. But I like to call in what I call these specialized hire helpers, depending on what I'm working on in my life at that time. And I always tell people, if you're trying to manifest, just pick one or two areas to start with. Otherwise, you're scattering your energy all over. Like, don't try and fix your whole life. When my whole life was a mess and my health was tanking and I had no money and I had no guy and I was all this stuff, I was like, I just want to work on my business, right? And that's what I started with. And so and here's the best part about that. When you shift your energy in one area of your life, if you just focus on money, and you don't focus on your health or anything else, when you shift your area and when you shift yourself in one area and you start making progress, other areas start shifting along with it because you are shifting. And so you don't have to focus on your whole life to fix it. Pick one or two areas, and when things start moving in that area, maybe you want to go to another area, right? And then, start doing the process on another area. But I love my specialized hire helpers, and I've been collecting lists of them for years, and I've put them all into the hire help method to help people know who to call on, because I get that question all the time. Well, like, Tammy, who do I ask for help with this, or who do I whatever? And so now I just put all my lists together, and then that way you choose who you resonate to start working with, and you can even assign signs to more than one helper so that you know who is around you. They can all have different signs to work with as well.
So I do have to ask, is there any point that when you're trying to manifest something that the universe says no?
I don't think the universe says no. I think the universe redirects you. So I guess it's kind of a no. But it's like, it's not like, no, you can't have something better. It's like, well, I know you think you want this, but there's this over here that you're not even seeing. And that's really where I want to get you to, right? So that's why I always tell people, please, when you are figuring out what you want, I have like a clarity formula where I tell people, look at the area of your life you're stuck in and say to yourself, what don't I like about this? And then say to yourself, what would I like to see differently in this area? To get kind of clear on what it is that you would actually like to see. But I only want you to focus on what it is you want, why you want it, and how you will feel when you get it. I do not, under any circumstances, want you to focus on where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, or when it's going to happen. That part you leave up to the universe, right? So whenever I try and ask the universe to partner with me, I always include the this or something better. Because what we may see as a no is actually just a redirection to something better. And if we are so focused on what it is, no, I want a guy who is 6'2". I want him to have black curly hair. He's going to wear a suit to work every day. You're going to completely reject other stuff. You're not even going to see the direction to this other person because you're going to go, that's not it. And then you're thinking, well, the universe is saying no, but the universe is like, but look over here because this is actually who your soul contracted with before you came here, if you want to go into all of that. But you're ignoring it because you're waiting for this guy that doesn't exist. And so I really don't think there's ever a no. There's just that sometimes we think we want this, like I want this job or I want this person or I want this house. And the universe is like, I know you think you want that, but what if I could get you something that you're even happier with, even though at first glance, it might not be. Like the house that I live in right now, I wanted nothing to do with when we first bought it. My husband wanted it. It was a great opportunity. I was like, absolutely not. I do not like this, and this. I'm not living there. And I was so, it was nothing that I had been picturing that I wanted to live in. And he broke me down and he convinced me to do it, partly because he does home improvements. So he was able to like build me an office in the basement and all that kind of stuff, right? So he kind of like smoothed me into it. To be honest with you, I've never been happier. And I would have never, ever in a million years pick this as the house that I thought I wanted. So that wasn't the universe saying, no, Tammy, you can't have this type of house. That was the universe saying, you don't even know you want this, but when you get there, you're going to be happier than you've ever been in your life. And I am. We live off the street. There's woods around us. I didn't like any of that. I was like, somebody is going to get me in the middle of the night and nobody's going to hear me yell. You know what I mean? Like, but now it's like, oh my gosh, I love not seeing neighbors and walking outside. And it's like an oasis all the time in nature, right? And so it's just an example of sometimes we think we want something specific and the universe is not giving it to us. And if we can just take the reins back and say, I'm just going to trust and you guide me to something better, I'm open to something better, then we realize it's not really a no, it's more of a redirection to something amazing.
Definitely. So, what are some of the key takeaways that you want people to have with your book?
I think number one, that you're not alone, that you were never meant to do anything alone. You're not meant to make decisions alone. You're not meant to figure out solutions alone. You don't walk through life alone. And you're certainly not meant to manifest alone. That we have a complete team available to us that I believe we knew when we came here. Like, think about it. I always feel like we make the decision to sort of incarnate into this body. And when we make that decision, we think, this is going to be easy. I have this whole team of people. Like, this is going to be great. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's grow. Let's learn. And then we get here and we completely forget about it. And we're like, I'm by myself and I don't know what to do. So I think that's the thing. Like, the higher help method is not just about manifesting. I use it to make decisions. I use it to find solutions. When I can't figure out why my computer's not working, I'll call in Steve Jobs from Apple, because why not? He's on the other side and he knows what to do. And why not ask him for help, right? So So I think that's the biggest thing is that you're not alone. I want you to stop trying to figure anything out in your life alone. I want you to try calling in the higher help, even if you've never done it before in your life, and just see if it makes a difference, if it makes things a little easier for you, and it just makes you feel better and less stressed. I think that's the biggest thing. And also that, please trust me, there are no coincidences. There are no accidents in the universe. Everything is happening for your highest good. Even when it looks like it's a mess and you're like, there's no way this is for my highest good. When you look back, you'll find it. And so if you can start trusting that a little bit more and utilizing the resources, these higher resources that are available to us, your entire life can shift into a more magical place.
Tammy, I'm so glad that you are on the show today. I really enjoyed this conversation. If people want to find you and get your book, when is it going to be released? Where can they get it? And how can somebody connect with you if they want to?
Yes. So The Universe is Talking to You. The first book is out already. The Higher Help Method is out April 16th of 2024. And there's actually a bunch of pre-order bonuses that are happening, including a live two-part class with me helping you use the Higher Help Method. And then if people go to my website, tammymastroverde.com, they can actually download some of the tools we were talking about. They can get three free tools to tap into what I call the higher helpline of the universe, including my assign exercise, including my morning prayer that includes an intention section, that original prayer that I created years ago, that includes an intention section for you to add in higher helpers for anything that you might be facing that day or working on. And then there's also an exercise in there called Replay Your Day that helps you start opening up and noticing some of the signs and synchronicities around you. And that is free. And then, of course, you can always find me on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. I do a weekly spirit boost live every Thursday at noon Eastern on all of them, where I just come on and teach and talk and share things from examples from my own life that I think will help people. And I'm also on TikTok.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much again for being on the show. And, you know, all of that information will be down in the show notes in case anybody wants to connect. So Tammy, again, thank you for being on the show. Looking forward to getting at your book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.